Part 6. Question 53. An investigator presents a conditioned stimulus followed by an unconditioned stimulus until an animal is classically conditioned. Then she exposes the animal to an extinction procedure. If she waits a while and then tests the animal again, she's likely to see choices: A, spontaneous recovery; B, backward conditioning; C, generalization; or D, discrimination. The correct choice is A, spontaneous recovery. With a break in time, you come back, you ring the bell, the dog will salivate. As long as you don't do that too many times, you can get a response, although perhaps not as strong as it was before extinction. Question 57. In a classical conditioning experiment, a tone is followed by a puff of air to the eyes. After several repetitions, subjects blink their eyes when they hear the tone. The tone is the A, conditioned stimulus; B, unconditioned stimulus; C, conditioned response; or D, unconditioned response. If we apply the three-step method we learned in class, we begin with the response, and in this case it is blinking, so that's both the conditioned and the unconditioned response. Then the next step would be to see what would normally make you blink, and that would be the puff of air, so that is the unconditioned stimulus. And then what is making you blink now, which you normally wouldn't blink to, and that is the tone, so that is the conditioned stimulus. So the correct answer here is A.